What truth stands the test of time? The observance of the Advent season can be traced back over 1,600 years. Wow. It must have had a significant purpose for it to last this long in so many Christian denominations. Can you imagine the wars, famines, pandemics, and atrocities this tradition has seen? Some traditions last a few years or decades, but Advent has stood the test of time. Do you know why? I believe that Advent lasted so long because it's based on the truth of the coming of Christ in a manger and the promise of his return on a throne. The word Advent in Greek is parousia, which means presence and arrival. Do you remember the words of the angels? Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to you and to all people." Luke chapter 2:10. The shepherds were poor, very poor. In Jewish society, they really had nothing going for them, except for the attention of God that night. Why would God send angels to announce the birth of the Savior to them? They received VIP tickets to the greatest prophecy of all time. Luke 2:11, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Listen, if God would prioritize these forgotten little shepherds, don't you think he cares about you too? I'm not sure what you're going through, but I know Advent reminds us all that he cares for you, your family, your friends, your business, and our nation. There's a song rising in my soul right now. It's called "He Knows My Name," written by Tommy Walker. Please listen to it and allow the Spirit of God to speak good news to you. God knows your name. He knows your every thought. He's your Father, not just your God. His love for you surpasses all understanding, and you're important to him. Do you remember the prayer of Jesus, the Prince of Peace? Can you pray it with me? This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we've also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Matthew 6:9. Your heavenly Father has your back. And that's the truth. Because you're a miracle, and I'm your friend, Paul Marc Goulet.